The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Some thieves took over a real estate agent's professional and personal Facebook pages. She was hacked. She's an older broad, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was pretty easy to do. Yeah. So who did she call?
A Sarasota real estate agent.
She called
Bankin.
It doesn't recognize Bankin's
on the case.
Anymore.
Here's Bankin.
No matter part of our personal and professional lives. But this real estate agent found that when something goes wrong, it's difficult to find someone within the company to make it right.
It doesn't recognize my email anymore.
No matter how many times she tries, Patrice Davis, an agent with Exit King Realty, can't get into her personal or professional Facebook accounts. That's because a mystery hacker is in control.
What is the motivation? I'm not sure, but it's still mine, and they've taken it from me.
The motivation seems to be personal information and, of course, money. First, it was Facebook. Then her Netflix account was taken over.
Well,
and then someone charged hundreds of dollars in gift cards to her credit card. She's been able to reclaim everything except Facebook, where she hasn't been able to reach a single person.
If somebody would answer the phone, it could be easily given back.
To the phone.
Hey, Facebook.
Can I
help you?
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, my God. Online system to alert Facebook to the problem. But when Facebook's system tries to...
Billy, call Facebook!
I don't know who figured it out, but every single one of my passwords is Marlboro.
Hold on.
And I don't know.
For Facebook.
Well, what's crazy, so when you get hacked, right? When you get hacked, you have to change. Like, when they have one of your passwords, they figured it out, even if you have an AOL account. They figured out your AOL account's password. They will use your email and try that password on every other thing that that email is signed up for.
Right. Yeah.
You have to cancel everything.
Yeah. She doesn't know what's going on.
She thinks there's a call center there.
Yeah. Nobody will answer the phone at Facebook.
I'm trying to talk to the Zuckerberg. If I could just talk to him for a minute, I could get my Facebook. It's my Facebook page.
Can you imagine the crazy calls they'd get if they did
that?
Oh, my God.
Hey, good afternoon, Facebook. How can I help you?
I'm posting nudes and I'm having a real problem with it.
Yeah. Okay, let me put you through to our nude department.
Can we get Zuckerberg right away?
Yeah, just a moment, please. Yeah.
Well, James would have called him three or four times.
Yeah,
I've tried to call Facebook.
Yeah,
I've had some issues similar to this woman in the past.
Oh, really?
And there's no phone number to be found.
No.
Scam phone numbers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's go back to the story we called.
Message her back. They're actually just sending emails to the crook's account.
How much time have you spent trying to figure this out?
Almost 8 hours a day for a couple of weeks.
We could figure it out in 2 minutes.
And it's also affecting the realty business.
Spending 8 hours a day on this.
On my friends, and that's the reason that when they go to sell a house or buy another house, I'm the first person they call. They didn't forget about me because we've stayed in contact with our Facebook pages.
Patrice turned to me for help getting her message to Facebook.
And I feel like they should have some
response. She called Bankin to call Facebook.
To help me get my
If anyone can.
Patrice tells me someone from Facebook did reach out to her, and they are trying to gain access to her account again, but it hasn't happened yet, and I will stay on this story until it does.
Facebook can't even get into her account?
No.
Facebook. We're sorry. They're stolen it from us.
But, you know, this is the thing. The truth is, though.
Just like, give up Facebook.
In a lot of cases, they're like, well, yeah, but you allowed them to go in and change your email, right? And they're like, yes. Okay, well,
there's nothing we could do.
Yeah, they're like, it's part of their whole
policies.
Yeah, they even say this on here. To be clear, Facebook does not have a phone number
for regular users to call it.
No. I've been on the phone for literally 3 days straight.
Who knows who she's talked to?
It's probably not somebody from Facebook.
That's what I mean.
Usually there's something built in there, because my fiance had an issue where she got completely locked out of her Facebook.
Yeah.
And they'll pick like three random people on your friends list and they'll send them a code. And then they have to send that code to you, and then you can then get back into your account.
I remember there was something where it was like I had to identify photos and who they were. Yes, years ago.
Okay. Yeah, years ago.
So years ago, here's the thing, and just confess all, our ex-company tried to take over our Facebook page and we quit.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that, I was like, oh my God, I have to identify pictures of people.
Like just followers?
Yes, to get it back. That was the thing. It wasn't all my friends.
We lost it? I thought that we figured it out before.
I finally figured it out.
Oh, because we thought of everything, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, well, that's crazy. It was followers. Because there's so many.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you had to figure it out in order to get it back. But they changed it since then, obviously. But yeah, so this one's probably been double scammed because there are fake Facebook numbers here.
Yeah, and like
I'm sure
right now.
Like, well, sure, we'll give us your real password and your email. And
that's how they got Netflix.
Right.
That's how they got.
I'm sure she's got double scammed.
Oh, my God.
She's like, here's my social security number.
8 hours I was talking to this fine young man from India.
8 hours a day.
There's a page like this that looked a little bit more like
don't
Facebook
call it, Dave.
I'm gonna call it.
Calling?
I'm calling Facebook. I'm gonna see what the, what this number
it says. Nobody answers this number.
Yeah,
it says right there. Nobody answers this number.
Hello, for Facebook, press 1. For Instagram,
oh,
press 2.
Oh.
For Oculus, press 3. For WhatsApp, press 4.
How do I get the numbers? How do I press 1?
When is Facebook?
For Facebook,
don't
press 1. For Instagram, press 2.
They don't even have, like, say the number.
I don't think you...
That's how unadvanced
our, and our phone can't actually dial a number, so...
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you for calling Facebook. For customer support, press 1.
That's funny.
Thank you for calling Facebook User Operations.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we do not offer phone support at this time. Answers to most user inquiries can be found at the Help Center by clicking on Help at the bottom of any Facebook page.
Do you think that they've just set this up?
Functionality, as well as contact form for issues that require further support from Facebook.
Because this seems like just legit.
For ladies like that.
I mean, exactly. They had to set it up.
How can you call Facebook? Millions and millions of people.
It's nuts. Listen, I got problems with Google, too. I got to get them on the horn.
People. Yeah. They would need the whole country of India. Yeah, to be answering the phone for them.
Where did my pictures of my niece go?
I swear to God, I just posted them.
My cousin
said
she liked a photo and it's not showing up. I keep sending friend requests to my nieces and nephews and no one has accepted yet. Something must be wrong.
Nobody's adding me.
Can you imagine working at the Facebook phone line? What a nightmare that would be.
It'd be hilarious, though.
You'd
get some laughs.
Well, I will say I remember just having to deal with just the Microsoft call center, and I think they were at their wit's end. Because it's everyone who just owns an Xbox with tons of problems.
Did she ever get back into her account?
No. She said that at the end, Facebook did reach out to her, but they still have... Facebook can't even access her account.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook can't access her account.
How can Facebook not access one of their own accounts?
I don't think she's dealing
with anybody really from Facebook.
No.
She thinks that she's a customer of Facebook and she's not.
Right.
Right.
She gave Facebook everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true. Mm. Who knows who she's been talking to?
I know.
Who knows who she's been talking to?
I faxed birth certificates. Facebook won't answer.
I've given them all my emails, all my passwords, and they still haven't figured out how to get me in. Meanwhile, I lost my Netflix. My whole bank account has been drained. Right? Like, I want to know if it happened all at one time, or has it been in this 8 hours a day that she's been...
As a result of her giving her information to other people.
God. Yeah, it was probably like a avalanche. Of stuff.
Yeah. Every day it keeps getting worse somehow, huh?
But we have determined the worst job on the planet would be Facebook customers.
It'd be bad.
Just crazies calling y'all. Hey, it's Buffalo Bill again. Listen, I've been liking this girl's pictures. And,
I was wondering if you guys could send her
a message for me.
Can you somehow unblock me? That's what it would be the whole time. It would be like creepers asking to be unblocked.
That and then ants trying to figure out how to do stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ants.
And ants.
That's all it would be.
Oh, my God.
A nightmare.
Pervs and ants.
Pervs and ants online. How can we help you? Mm. All right. So there's a new book coming out next month called Fire Cannot Kill a Dragon. Game of Thrones, The Untold Stories. Covers the whole series. But one of the most interesting stories comes from the shooting of the original pilot during the first sex scene between...
Jaime Lannister and Cersei...
No, Cal
Drago.
Okay. All right. Because that wasn't.
One. And Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jason Momoa, of course, mm-hmm. played Khal Drago. And at the time, Daenerys was played by an actress named Tasmin Merchant. This was the pilot they were filming.
Okay.
So it wasn't changed up yet to the regular cast that they went for.
Yeah, because
that poor woman who didn't get that.
Just got a taste. Just got a small taste of Momoa.
No, but didn't get the role, you know?
They say they're by this little brook. They tied a horse to the tree, and there's a seduction scene by the stream. Jason Momoa and Tamsin are completely naked. They're having sex. And they hear the video guy start to laugh. Well, the horse got a massive boner.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason Momoa was stripping nude.
That man is so hunky, even horses get aroused. It's crazy.
Yep.
He
can't be around a horse.
Yeah. He's the beast master.
Yeah.
The horse was standing there just like, shut up.
Yeah, it's like trying to think of math.
Oh, my God, this is hot.
They said they realized there was a horse in the background with an enormous horse penis.
Jesus.
So they had to...
It's a hell of a pilot.
Scratch that scene. I guess the original pilot was so bad, it did have to be reshot. And one of the changes they made was replacing this Tamsin person.
Can we see who she even is? What a crazy thing, huh? That chick would have been a huge star.
Tamsin Merchant. Ooh, she doesn't look like things took off well for her.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a picture on
her. No. There she is. She's a British-born actress, writer, and director. She grew up in Dubai. She was in Pride and Prejudice, but she'll be known as the woman who lost the role on Game of Thrones.
That hurts.
That really does.
And it was everywhere, too.
Yeah. It's like, look at what she's done in the meantime.
Uh-oh.
She was in Supergirl, the TV series.
She was in a sequel to Dragonheart.
Yep.
She was on The Tudors.
The Tudors, yeah.
So she's done some stuff, but she lost
did
out
something
on
for Marilyn Manson.
What would have been the biggest role of her career, right?
Yeah.
Because look at him, no one knew Emilia Clarke before Game of Thrones.
No. And then she was in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, she was in Solo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's done quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars, Game of Thrones, no big deal.
Yeah.
I still got Dragonheart.
Yeah, and she's like one of the, in the same way that there's like the, you know, Leia bikini Halloween costume, she's like will always be one of those costumes that girls will always wear. Oh, yeah, I'm Daenerys or whatever, the blonde wig. And
image drug money.
You know? She'll always have
the mother
that.
Of dragons.
Mother of dragons.
Always.
Yep.
I wonder if there's any footage that has leaked. Oh, is that her? In that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she looked like.
They put the same wig right on Daenerys, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Or Emilia.
Yeah, it's a tough loss.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose out on that role. But anyway, yeah, so Jason Momoa gave a horse a boner.
I didn't expect it to be a horse.
No, I didn't either.
I really didn't. I didn't see that coming.
That horse is like, listen, I'm an animal.
This is awesome.
Human arousal arouses the horse as well, I guess. I'm not sure.
Jason Momoa might be the most erotic man alive.
He might actually be.
Who would you say? Okay, if you had to pick the most erotic man alive.
James Campbell.
Yeah.
Besides James.
Oh.
Let's look it up. Let's see if anyone has ever...
Interesting way to put it.
Most erotic man alive.
I don't know what that means. Well, that they go to people's sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Erotic.
Because I'm sorry, John Legend, but you're not the
most
erotic.
Get out of the legend. John Legend.
Your voice is sexy, but...
Danny DeVito.
Erotic? Terrifying, yes. Erotic, no. Yeah, I don't know who you would say. I guess Jason Momoa's got to be
Jason
in the
Momoa would be on there. Channing Tatum would be on there.
All the guys that you have.
All my super hunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your list of super hunks, pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
John
Cena, does John Cena qualify as
erotic? He'd be on my most erotic
like
list.
Top 10 most erotic men
in the top 10 for sure.
Yeah. And listen, I love John Cena, but he's no Momoa.
No. I mean, no.
Momoa.
He gave a horse a boner.
I know.
He is a man.
He drank a beer and threw an axe.
Let's be real here.
He's
a man.
Yeah.
Momoa is a man.
Yeah.
Wind blows through his hair in a room with no wind.
Exactly. Who's doing that?
The gods that have blessed him with eroticism.
Yep.
The erotic gods.
Would The Rock make the top 10 most erotic men?
I don't think he is because list, but... it's funny because a lot of these guys on the erotic list are funny. But I think that if you're too funny, you lose some of your eroticism. You still might be like a sexy guy, but to me, there's like a difference between like Lisa said, that guy's a man. You know, like there's like that guy, and then there's like a Ryan Reynolds type, where like universally, I think girls think, wow, that guy's a good looking guy, right. But he's such a joker that it's not.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like, it takes you down the erotic scale.
Right.
When you kick up the humor.
The erotic scale is a tough scale to really get out.
Like, The Rock might place on it, but he'd be, like, in the 10, like, 8.
That's
right,
yeah.
I'd say he's more of, like, a cool dad. Like, The Rock is big on the cool dad list.
Let's review this is People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive. Let's see if they make the erotic list over the past, like, 10 years. John Legend, we said no. Idris Elba.
He's on there.
Absolutely.
He's on there.
Love him.
Yeah. He's on there, but this is the thing, right? Like, you have to understand, they wanted to give that guy James Bond. And that's only because he's cool.
He's so erotic.
He's erotic.
Yeah, absolutely. He's erotic and a man.
Right.
A man.
Blake Shelton.
No.
Maybe
no, there is
an country.
Is there a country he's not, erotic? I mean, you look at him. Look at him. No. He's not erotic.
Yeah. Okay. David Beckham.
He's not. Is this erotic?
No.
Is this erotic?
No.
I mean,
I don't think
he was for a minute.
Looking, but...
but then he takes it away.
He's like, let's get busy.
Chris Hemsworth. We're going to talk about Chris Hemsworth in a second.
He's got to be on there. Yeah. He's got to be on
one
there.
One of the most erotic men in the world. Yeah. Adam Levine.
Nope.
You don't think he'd be on?
I think he'd be on there.
Mm-mm. Oh, he's the
Maroon 5.
Yep.
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 Nope.
Channing Tatum.
Absolutely. Like, he's like top three.
Yeah, I think he's bordering on the like he's kind of jokey.
Yeah, he's definitely jokey.
You know, like he's kind of jokey.
You go watch Magic Mike and then you tell me he's not.
I know. I I've seen Magic Mike 600 times.
Together with James. Brad Pitt.
Oh, 100%.
Still erotic. Yeah.
Still.
Older erotic.
He had some photos. He did some photo shoot for some fall fashion line I saw on TV last night. I'm like, damn, Brad Pitt.
Really?
That's really good.
He said,
really?
He still got it.
I'm like, damn, he's in his suit. He looks good.
Damn, Brad Pitt.
You have to understand how James lives his life. He looks at erotic men and he tries to best them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, people are chiming in on this too. Who should be on the world's top 10 most erotic men list? Henry Cavill, Superman, Henry Cavill.
Mm.
You know what?
Someone said, did you see him in The Witcher?
I did. I watched the whole Witcher, and he is awesome in The Witcher.
Is he the guy that plays The Witcher?
Yeah, he's The Witcher.
Really? I didn't even see that.
So Superman is The Witcher.
I want to like The Witcher more than I do.
Yeah, I thought I liked it. I thought it was okay. It's weird. That story's weird. It jumps all over time. You know, it's not the greatest show of all time, but it's based on a video game.
Yeah, the video game's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Some suggestions. So
and then
mention-
they had that other Italian guy. Did you see that, what's his name? John?
Magniello.
Yeah. The guy who's married to Sofia Vergara.
Right. Yeah. But the problem is, he's super into Dungeons and Dragons.
He's a total nerd.
So
total nerd
that takes
him
down. You can't
be erotic.
Yeah. You can't be erotic and into Dungeons and Dragons.
No, that means he's great at role play. He has an imagination.
He's
gonna blow your mind.
Well, he might.
He's gonna be your erotic dungeon master.
Yeah. He has started a Dungeons and Dragons group
celebrity.
With all these celebrities.
Yeah, I read
and
about
all
him.
These huge
oh,
nerds.
Yeah, I know about it. I wish I would get invited
I
to
know.
It. The sexiest men in Dungeons and Dragons. There's a calendar for
that's
you.
A short list. That's a short list.
Yeah,
me and Joe Magniello.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
If you are going to be a criminal pervert, you got to pay better attention to the details. There's a 19-year-old guy in Shikoku, Japan. He has a thing for stealing women's underpants.
Okay.
Yep. Panty thief? Panty thief. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a few weeks ago, he saw a thong hanging on the balcony of a ground floor apartment drying out.
Yeah.
No one will miss that. Dry your thong out on the
floor. No one's going to miss those.
Where else are you supposed to dry it out?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where
James
you dry
has a whole line. Yeah, you see.
Know. Yeah, I got my thong line.
This pervert snatched it. Took off.
Yeah.
Little did he know, it was actually a 38-year-old man's thong.
Man thong!
Wow. Is that where my missing man thong was?
Yes.
The joke is under you.
I got a USA one that I can't find.
You dropped it. Dropped it in Japan.
It's in Japan.
The cops were able to identify the guy from security footage they got, and he was arrested for theft. They also broke the news to him that it was a man's thong that he'd been doing whatever he'd been doing with it since he stole it. He said, quote, "No way it was for a man."
Yes, that's a man's.
Oh, but it was.
Yes, it was.
It
sir.
Really
was.
Really
smelled just like a woman.
Yep.
So that pervert just destroyed.
You should hang your thongs out, James, and try to catch them.
You see people trying to steal stuff with my lure.
Oh my god.
It'll just be that groundhog.
I got the groundhog eating my weed plants and he's wearing my underwear.
He's in the thong.
I've let you live here. We had an agreement. You eat the dandelions and you live under my deck. But now you're stealing my stuff and eating my weed plants. Yeah.
Weed fence.
I like that it took a twist. I'm hard to feel sorry for a pervert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I love the fact that he was probably jerking himself off to
a
38-year-old man's thong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that.
You know he was because he protested. So
it was a nut for a man.
Yes, it was.
You smelled it.
Oh,
no.
That thong was full of different bits.
Yeah.
You wore it.
Much meatier bits.
Yeah, he probably put them on. I was like, ooh, I fit in this. Pretty good.
This is a nice one.
Surprise. All right. Another Asian dude making some headlines this morning. This guy, though, now lives in Memphis, Tennessee. Hugh Nguyen is his name. 54-year-old guy. And he got in some trouble. Over the course of the past month and a half, he has made 1,171 prank calls to 911.
Ha ha. Oh, I thought it was just random people.
No.
Random people I would have liked more.
To 911.
That's not a good thing to do.
No, it's not.
I can't believe he got away with like five of them.
Right.
1,000.
Joke's on you. Is your refrigerator running?
This is 911, sir. We're going to send authorities to you immediately.
Is your refrigerator running?
There's no refrigerator here, sir.
You better catch it.
Okay. Damn it.
Goodbye.
So, this 54-year-old guy, over 1,100 911 calls, never any emergency, just pranking. Many times he just kind of laugh and see if they wanted to buy egg roll.
Oh, no. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, not a much emergency, but I want to know if you want to buy some egg roll. Delicious.
Is this the same guy that's called the other 1,100 times? We can track your call, sir. Yep, that's the same
guy. Oh, goodbye!
I don't know how we're going to get this guy.
No. I'm never going to be able to get him. He calls for a payphone.
That's the crazy thing. So this is in Memphis, Tennessee. He was able to make 1,171 calls without getting caught
finally, they got him last week in front of a building with a Vietnamese restaurant in it. Not clear if he's affiliated with the restaurant and if he was actually trying to move their egg rolls or not.
Oh, my God.
They're all confused.
Some inside stuff there.
Yeah. But he was charged with making non-emergency calls to 911. There's his mugshot.
Man.
What was the motive? Yeah.
Just likes a good time.
Just think. Probably cuckoo.
Jokester? Yeah, you think
probably
he's nuts?
Cuckoo.
You think so?
Yeah. Probably cuckoo.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of time to spend on any joke. You know, there's a rule of three.
I think there's more to it than a joke, for sure.
Yeah. He's committed. He's committed to it.
He should be committed.
They may need to be committed. They make no mention of any mental health issues or hospitalizations or anything.
They never talk about that.
I just like that it baffled the Memphis police for so long. They're like, we have got to catch this egg roll man.
Where is he?
I don't know where he's calling from. I don't know how we're going to get him.
Should we get the egg roll?
I do like egg rolls. I got to confess.
I'm curious. I got to be honest. And a thousand calls, I'm a little curious.
He's talked him up. He's talked him up. I want to find him, get some egg rolls, and get some justice.
If we can get all three, that'd be great.
I know. I know.
But I got 32 calls from Egg Roll Man just last night.
Oh, my God.
I'm starving.
Why can't we figure out how to work the phone call tracing? Why?
He star 6-7s us every time.
God, damn star 6-7.
He knows what to do.
He's outsmarted us. That's straight from the 90s. He's outsmarted us.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know it still worked.
I think we got to get the feds on it.
Does Star 6-7 still work?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think so.
When's the last time
you
ever had
it? So what do you do? You do that and then dial a number?
So you do it like on your phone. I think you just dial it Star 6-7 and then whatever number you're trying to call.
Me or something?
And then, you can try and call.
Well, let me just try our number here.
See if it works on
that. So do you do Star 6-7, then turn the phone on? Or do you do Star 6-7 and then dial the number?
No, then Star 6-7.
Like Star 6-7,
turn
the then 1.
And then 1-855.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
954-6969. Okay.
And so it's like one full number.
Cannot be completed as dialed.
Huh. We don't accept that. Like, you can't block your call.
Like, can you do it from a cell phone?
I just wonder if it has to be, if you have to.
I thought you could.
Maybe it's like, do you have to hit star 6-7 and like wait a second?
It might not work if you're calling a 1-800 number.
Oh.
You might have to call like an actual
people. I feel like people definitely
I wonder, is it offered where, you know?
Oh, I don't know. Like maybe your phone company doesn't.
Yeah, who knows?
Offer it.
I don't know what I've called up. I think I just called Asia.
Oh, no.
I had like 15 numbers there.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that to Dave.
Yeah, but I don't know. Didn't work for me.
I don't know. I just remember that was the old school way to do it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing commercials for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you think that 911 would be able to get around that, right?
That's what I would have thought.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, they should be able to work.
They know how to get you.
Yeah.
Just I mean, Memphis, they can.
I just assumed when you called, they something on their screen was like, this is their exact location so that they can send someone, you know, to, you know, come and get you or whatever. But
they ping towers.
Yeah.
I've never tried it from my cell phone before.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I know.
I don't know.
Blocked call. Like, it'll say blocked or it'll say unknown and stuff like that.
And so I don't know if there's just a different process to make sure that happens now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I just called my desk phone using that on my cell phone, and it came up as somebody else's name.
What?
Jeez. It said Mike W. calling.
So you think the last
was
guy.
Weird.
There was one guy working Star 6-7, and he's died at the desk.
Mike.
Wow.
Mike William House. We're going to name it after him. Yeah.
Oh, my. Well.
It says take the one out. So are you. So it's like star 6-7, 855.
Oh.
Take the one out.
I'll try it one more time here, see if it works.
Dave's been trying feverishly.
I've tried every number we have.
No, cannot be.
Oh,
well. Oh. Oh, well, who knows? Anyways, it apparently works for a lot of other people, but it does not work with mine. In other news this morning, we're going to stay in Tennessee for this next story. Oh, you know what?
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 I forgot to look this woman's mugshot up, so I can actually play...
Oh,
hot
you
or not,
even can.
For the very first time in my life.
Oh,
oh my God.
This woman Oh, you know what? No. It's going to be how unhot is she?
Oh, okay, okay.
I feel, unless it's a shocker.
You never know.
Because just judging from the few bits of information I have.
The deets?
It can't be good. This woman, she didn't even try to claim she was sober when she got busted for public intoxication. And that was a good call because I guess it would have been an impossible argument to make. The cops in La Follette, Tennessee, just got a call. Topless woman in their yard.
Yes.
And this couple said this woman with her tits out, she's chewing on our horse's hair.
Oh, God.
Oh, poor boy. Horse.
On a miniature horse's mane.
Oh, wow.
The horse is like, yeah, I just want some dignity.
It won't get it. Not that day.
Woman turned out to be 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple.
Yeah. Horse chewer.
And when the cops got there, they asked her what she was doing. She said, this horse's hair is made of Laffy Taffy. Ma'am, this is not Willy Wonka's factory. You need to put that horse's hair out of your mouth.
It tastes delicious. I'm not putting it down.
You are hammered drunk.
I'm something.
We're going to tase you right in your titties.
I got a few things going on, I'll be honest with you.
I imagine you're super drunk.
Super drunk, and I took some stuff.
You think the horse's hair is Laffy Taffy, ma'am.
That's right.
Turns out Cynthia had taken meth earlier that day.
A little bit of meth will do it.
Before she moved on to the horse's mane for dessert, she'd chewed some other things there.
Oh.
What do you think?
What?
What do you think she?
What else did she chew?
Had in her mouth?
Oh, boy.
Of
the horse?
Are we talking horse related or just other things in the yard? I think she ate a plant.
Man,
she ate a plant. She ate the horse's hair.
Did she?
I have one hope she didn't.
Did she?
HBJ.
I hope to God not.
I bet she did.
Yeah, might as well put me down for
she
did.
Yeah, she did.
She did, luckily. Okay, no, she did chew some grass and ate some dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And she was arrested for public intoxication. So, before I look her up here.
Yeah, I mean, there's
unhot is she?
Meth.
I'm going to say.
Topless meth.
47. I'm going to say
Tennessee.
Meth face, like real meth face, out, up, over under on teeth.
Ooh.
I'm going to set the over. I'm going to set the over under.
But she was chewing stuff. But they're still a disaster.
Eight teeth. More than eight teeth or less than eight teeth?
More than eight.
She's more than eight.
Okay.
Because she's still a chewer.
I think she's got eight molars.
Okay. Oh, so no front teeth. Mm-hmm. That's solid. That's a solid choice.
Because she was able to chew the grass.
Yeah.
Grass eater. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst in this situation.
Oh, okay.
All right, because we're doing how unhot is she? What do you give her?
It's tough to give anyone a 10. I'm going to give her a 9. I think she's going to be a disaster.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'll say 8 just because you said 9.
Yeah, I get it.
I was going to go 8, so I'm just going to have to one-up y'all and go 10.
You're going 10?
I'm going 10.
This one deserves the most.
I guess. I've never had to play before.
So I know. That's not bad. It's a rookie mistake. But that's okay.
I'm going to $1 y'all and go 10.
You know, I should have went 8-5.
I should have went right in the middle. First time.
Yeah.
Or 7.
Rookie mistake.
You know, I don't know. Anyway, let's look up here. 47-year-old Cynthia Teeple. Oh, there we go.
Oh, boy.
Topless woman, horse's mane.
No! Dave wins!
Number 10! Hell yeah, dude.
First time.
Yeah. Come on.
Nailed it.
Out of the gate. And then you retire from that.
That's it.
Look at that. Wow. No teeth. I don't think she has. I think the teeth thing was...
Yeah, like you guys all lost on the teeth. You all went over.
She choked on that grass for sure.
Yeah.
She looks like Freddy Krueger's grandma.
You all went over, and
there's no teeth.
Oh, my God.
There's not a tooth in that mouth.
She's so gross that the camera really can't even define.
Where's the face?
No.
Yeah.
What's it looking at?
She looks like a worse Keith Richards.
She does. Keith Richards had
an ugly sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yep. She is uglier.
This is Keith
way
Richards.
Uglier than
and,
Keith
and
Richards.
And you guys, though, she's 47. And,
I know.
So Keith Richards is what, like 87?
Yeah, exactly.
And looks better than her?
He looks better.
Yeah.
And she was topless. Could you imagine what that scene is?
Oh, my like, God. Lise. What do those breasts look like, Lise?
I don't know.
Can you find this? Like? Can you find her?
No one probably can has any find cameras. Her?
Like long, saggy raisins. Like
I feel like a woman
she's young enough
chewing on a horse.
Yeah, but she's young enough to have a Facebook. She's young enough. You're 47. You probably started it like 20 years ago.
She can't handle manage a Facebook page.
Oh, she can't manage. It's not well managed, Lise. I'm not saying it's well managed.
She can't manage it.
I'm not saying she's got a PR team or anything. I just think she started a Facebook page 20 years ago.
She eats grass and horses.
She eats grass.
She doesn't have horses. I've never heard it described that way. She can't manage a Facebook page. Come on, you guys.
You can't even start it.
I get it. I understand, Lise. I know what you're saying. I just think maybe there's a chance. Maybe there's a chance. She cannot manage.
She's like, I've tried and tried and tried.
I can't figure out that Facebook.
My Facebook's a mess.
I'm on meth, for God's sakes. I haven't had teeth in 20 years.
Is that possibly her?
No.
No.
This picture's from 4 years ago. That can't be her, right? It shows her from
if
like...
If it is, that is an incredible...
No way.
Meth transformation.
Why do people do
that?
That
person looks
it's
younger.
So bad, that face.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope that's not her. Yeah. If she had it.
Because even if it was a few years ago, it'd be like
maybe she has
in
an
her 40s.
Instagram.
She can't manage an Instagram.
She definitely can't manage that.
No, she doesn't appear to
she
be
probably
able to
her last thing she probably had was a MySpace page.
Oh my
would
God.
Would be my guess.
I'm on Friendster.
Yep. I went to Friendster. She's always checking in. What's that? Four square?
A four square.
Oh, yeah.
I got four square. I checked into the jail again.
Yeah, oh, I can't find her on any social media.
She looks, honestly, she looks worse than my 85-year-old smoking nanny who had no teeth.
That's pretty bad.
Must have been incredibly cheap. That's who my mom hired to watch. There was no hot nanny coming over to my house for the Bryster.
Right.
An 85-year-old, no-tooth woman.
She makes Walter Matthau look like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's not attractive.
No.
It's just crazy because she's 47 and she looks like 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, you do that to yourself. Man, oh, man.
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Come on now. We'll tweet this out if you want to see what this woman looks like. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Go see her there. Because she's a 10.
She's a 10.
On the
I don't know how you could have made her worse. I mean, because the thing is, like, she's on meth, and you knew she wasn't going to be, like giant, you know?
Yeah.
She was going to be, like, a Skeletor type.
Right.
And she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she is, for sure.
That's a scary thing to see out on your lawn.
Oh, my God. Chewing on your horse?
Yeah, with no shirt, guys.
God. I don't know what a meth head's tits look like, but I can't.
I don't think hers look
I can't
really
imagine good.
I think some big raisins with nipples is probably what they look like.
I bet they were
weird. They were as weird as
down. They were down.
Down and out.
Those nipples pointed down.
I bet they pointed in different directions.
I'm sure.
I feel like they've got you know.
Here's
blisters
a question.
And abrasions on them.
Here's
You're
a question.
Right about that. They're marked up.
Yeah. Answer me this.
Yes.
We know what meth does to your face, but does meth do that to your whole body, or would your boobs still be that of like a 47-year-old woman, which should be fine?
Mm. I think it affects all your body. Like you'll get
I would
those
think
marks
so
all over.
Yeah. So we've seen meth face. We've seen we've faces seen of meth. Is there bodies of meth?
Bodies of meth. I don't.
We've never seen that before.
No.
Bodies. It's an interesting.
Meth.
This woman has made me think of it.
Bodies of meth.
Your body on meth.
The effects of methamphetamine. I think the lifestyle.
Oh my God.
Wow. Can't do meth. Images of meth.
Oh,
people.
The teeth.
I just can't.
The teeth.
Well, look at that person.
Look at the transformation of that one woman.
Oh, I remember her.
So Cynthia Teeple could have been a beautiful woman at one point.
let's not get carried away.
I don't know about that.
But I mean, look how that woman ended up, right?
She
was a decent looking lady.
You know, a lot of it is probably sleep deprivation ages you rapidly because you stay up for days and days on meth.
Well, that and just who knows what else you're smoking.
You're chewing horse hair. You know, things are stressful.
It's crazy.
Can't just eat dirt all day.
No, not good for your system.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I hear something that would suck. You're 15. You're a British kid. And your mom marries a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, that would suck, right? Poor little guy. I mean, just trying to make his way in the world.
Your mom's really dumb. That's my daddy's an oak.
That's exactly what happened to this poor little guy. Oh. And unfortunately for him, mom's making international headlines.
As
for
they always do.
Doing it, right? Because
they always like to marry things over there.
They do. Always gets on the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it does. I can't bring it up for some reason.
Oh, come on.
I'll show you in a second. Kate Cunningham changed her surname to Elder when she and the Elder Tree tied the knot at the Rimrose Valley Country Park. This was a year ago. She's just celebrating her first wedding anniversary to the tree.
Wow. Yeah.
That's my dad. No. I got walked in on him having sex a few times.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Man. That sucks.
That's lasting damage.
Yeah. It sure does. So,
she had an orgasm.
I saw it.
38-year-old said it was one of the best decisions she's ever made when she married the tree at a park in the UK a year ago. She just celebrated her first year of marriage with two friends. She admits her 15-year-old son is a little embarrassed by her.
Sure.
Yeah.
She visits the tree up to 5 times a week.
She's on something, huh? She can't sit still.
She said she immediately knew the tree was the one. And is regularly spotted climbing its branches.
Bet. She's a grinder.
She says, I think getting married to the tree is one of the best decisions I've ever made. It gave me a new purpose in life. And she even changed her name to Elder.
Who's the guy officiating that whole thing?
I don't know, but
he's like, the check cleared, I don't ask questions.
That's what it is, dude.
Money up front, please.
Ceremony was attended by dozens, and a local musician and poet performed.
A local musician and poet.
She Same does guy. Admit that it did cause embarrassment for her 15-year-old son, but she hopes he sees the bigger picture of love and understands what it's all about.
I'm not gonna. Never.
And there she is. I mean, she's a decent-looking lady.
Yeah, she's
right?
out of her mind, though.
All of right.
Oh, yeah. She's, you saw her dancing bonkers. Around.
Oh, wow. She's really getting up. She is grinding that tree there, Chuck.
She's a grinder.
She's a grinder.
You have to be a grinder if you're into trees, I would assume.
Thank God they didn't put a picture of her kid in there, though. I mean,
she's like
enough.
A normal-looking lady.
She is.
Well, yeah, like, she could find a guy if she wasn't...
Of course. Totally nuts.
Bat. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Poor kid.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm just trying to play video games and get out.
Listen, Tommy, don't worry. We won't mention the fact that your mom married a tree, you big dummy.
You just did, though.
That's right. We're going to mention it all night.
It cuts deep like splinters in my heart.
Hey, look, we changed your gamer tag.
Oh, no.
Check that out.
Splinter douche 2.5.
There you go. Hope you enjoy it.
Come on.
Hope you enjoy it. We're going to change that.
That's
every week.
Below the belt. That's below the belt.
Every week. Expect it.
Mom! Go commit! Why'd you marry a tree, Mum? My license!
She can't hear you. She's outside banging a tree.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. Tonight.
So horrible.
Yeah.
We're a little bugger.
We're only friends.
A little bugger. So thankful that my mom didn't marry a tree.
Man.
We all are. Yeah, for sure.
He tries to play catch with it. That was going through my head. I was going to make a video.
The internet was intrigued with the news of UFO sightings, you know, ever since the Pentagon released footage of a UFO earlier this year. A lot of videos have made the rounds on social media, but one UFO sighting in New Jersey has confused people. They were sure they saw a UFO. In fact, like, traffic stopped on the road.
I know, I saw this and I was like, okay, well,
in New Jersey, is there UFO? Something?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I can tell, I think, what it is. But people were stopped on a freeway to check this. I thought it was like a movie that they spliced together or something at first, but I realized, no, this is real.
No,
people
it's real.
Really stopped.
And it turns out it was the Goodyear balloon.
Yeah, it was the Goodyear balloon.
New Jersey just saw that for the first time.
Oh, my God. Close encounters.
It's got lights on it. It's got lights on it.
You seeing this?
I am.
Stop it, cuz. They can't. They're wrong. It's been a terrible year. They're trying to communicate. That's nuts.
God.
There's a message, everyone. It says it's going to be a good year.
Trying to communicate with it.
With all I got's a slider.
Here we go. Listen.
A bunch of Camaros.
I'm going to pop down a little stupid song to him.
1985 Camaros.
Stay in, stay in the car, Louise. Stay in the car, Louise. I don't know what's going to happen here. This is weird.
I'm going to play a synth solo any second to hear the.
You got your synthesizer ready?
I do.
Got the key.
Luckily, I do.
All right. Is that your car noir? It is.
I'm drenched in it.
I tried to go out tonight. It smelled nice. They're saying something. It's
come on, you alien bastards.
They won our tires.
Our tires.
They won our car tires. It's going to be fine.
He's playing a tuba. He's playing it too. Aliens have tubas.
Protect alien. Those tires.
You pretty watching Luis.
Those are Goodyears. Oh my God! Put your cigarette out, Luis.
Or roll the window up. I don't know what these guys are gonna do. This is weird.
Like, it's so obviously the blimp. Yeah. Like, it's so
okay,
obviously
so here's, here's
the blimp.
A little taste here. Oh,
I don't know if they swear.
No, I know it's, when to stop.
Okay,
it.
All right. I've heard that before.
No puedo creer. Tenido que parar aquí en la, ¿cómo se llama? En la pista, en la carretera, en la 21. Hay un ovni.
Yeah, okay, so this is when they start swearing. This guy
can't believe
it.
Guy.
It's an effing UFO! Are you seeing this? It's an effing UFO!
You guys,
look
turn
at
around!
The traffic.
Look, they stopped.
Stop the
they stopped traffic. Look at all the people.
Yes.
So that's why I said, I'm like, what else was really going on here? But then you realize, no, they're legitimately filming
taping
a blimp.
This
now, this happened to my brother.
Did they feel stupid when they realized it was
I can see from
weird.
That
it's just
angle how
I
looks
know.
Like a UFO. That,
well, no, I can see it, but I also know it's got a like a blinking light
it's
on the right hand.
It's got an LED screen on it. How many UFOs have an LED screen on
well,
the
well, a lot of UFOs, they say, have like a light in the center, and that does look like it, there was a light in the center.
Oh, by
I
mean,
can see it, but
there's the flight path.
They'll know never to go around New Jersey again.
Yeah.
It
caused some problems. Listen, I'm telling you right now. I think it was, I don't know if it was Super Bowl time or what it was, but there was two blimps that were both in town, and they both flew over at night at the same time to my poor brother who was out riding his bike.
Oh, no.
And he looked up and he saw this thing and
kid.
It had lights all around it. And it was going crazy. And he's thought, UFO. He starts booking it on his bike and it's on his right hand side. But then he hears a noise and looks up to his left hand side and he thinks it's the same one.
Oh, no.
But. And he came running in the house, bawling his eyes out. Chuck, something's out there. Something's wrong. It's UFOs. I run outside. I'm like, oh boy. So, well, that's one blimp. And that's the other blimp. Wow, I wanted it to be UFOs.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
They're silent, but yeah, it stopped New Jersey in its tracks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it did. I couldn't believe it. Like, the people are outside of their cars.
Yeah. Close encounters!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, just there. Severe shock.
That's hilarious.
They can't believe it.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.